Today I'm going to be speaking about something that's pretty huge. The process of enlightenment, how to reach enlightenment, exactly what it takes, how to do it. Okay? So the first thing is that you don't actually do it. It's sort of done to you and through you. It's more of a surrendering process than anything, and letting go, releasing the identity that you formed around who you are, what you are, what you think you are, what you think you're not. All these ideas, these thoughts, got to release all of them, okay? So it's a pretty big deal to let go of all these concepts that you've been brought up since you were a little kid about, you know, that you're human and that you're this old and you're this name and that you have these gifts and these faults and these issues and problems and these memories. And there's all sorts of things, thoughts, memories that you've got inside your whole system that you have to detach from. You have to let them all go. And in order to do this, You have to recognize that who you are is something that is beyond thought, that can't be contained by thought, can't be captured by thought, can't be imprisoned by thought, can't be stuck to thought. That, you know, it's kind of like the light from the sunshine, you know, does it stick to anything? Can anything stick to the sun? You know, it just burns up. If something touches the sun, it just dissolves. And that's just like you and your consciousness. Whatever comes close to you, and if you welcome it in, it just dissolves. And so all thought dissolves once you realize who you are, that you are this bright, brilliant source of light, energy, consciousness, information that is highly intelligent. It's just incredibly divinely intelligent. As it is, you don't have to learn anything to become intelligent. It already is intelligent. And this is your very nature. This is your Buddha nature, your Christ-like nature that is in all things. It's part of life. It's part of everything. And so it's also in you. And so the process of enlightenment is a detachment process as well as a acceptance process. So you're detaching from all thoughts, negative and positive, and you're connecting, reconnecting with that part of you that is just the source of awareness, the source of energy, the source of intelligence, the source of the center of the universe, okay? Which, if you look at an infinite field of energy, you just imagine, okay? You just look up as far as you can, shine a light up into the universe. It goes on for infinity. Right? All directions. Any direction you shine the light, it's going to go on for infinity. So in an infinite field of space, every point in that field is going to be the center of the infinite field. So you are the center of this universe. Okay? You're the center of your universe. I'm the center of my universe. That chair and the center of its universe. The earth is the center of its universe. So everything is the center of an infinite field. And when you realize this, that you are truly the center of an infinite field of energy, and you center yourself within that center, there is something that really starts taking ownership over your true power, like this knowledge that you are creating your reality. It's like a wheel, you know, all the spokes come from the center of the wheel. So all of you're creating your reality from the center, and everything stems from the center. And once you get in touch with that, you start to see that you are creating everything around you. Everything good, everything bad, everything you like and don't like. You know, maybe you're playing a victim role with your family, friends, or children, or whatever it is that you're going through. That's coming from a process inside of you that it's like your personality has adapted to all these ideas of what it thinks it is, and it hasn't really realized the truth of who you are. And so it's playing out these personality types and manifesting these certain things, and I have these desires and I have these resistances, and so it's all coming from within you. But it's not necessarily the very, very, very core center. If you drop beneath the personality, personality is kind of like the crust, you know, of the earth, and then you keep going a little bit closer to the center of the earth, you get to the very core energy. And it's amazing what's in there. It's just incredibly powerful, magnetic, and it's just energy, energy, energy. And it doesn't really have any preferences. Things should be this way, should be that way. It's completely, absolutely immersed in what you could call the God source, the source of divine energy, divine intelligence. And this is the center of your being. So you got to get through the personality, the ego, the mind, the emotions. All of these are kind of wrapped up around the center of you. Okay? So this is the process of enlightenment, is going inwards. Okay? And the truth is that you're already inside yourself, right? You there is no real journey to go in, because you're already in. All journeys are outward journeys. You know, because you're already at the center. It's just realizing the truth. So it's an effortless thing. That's why enlightenment can be so tricky, is because on some level we're already there. We've already arrived. We already are the center of our lives. We already are the consciousness that is awake and aware already. We already are home. And so, you know, all the efforting to get there basically says that we're not there. And so we have to let go of all the struggle and striving and surrender to what it actually is. So it's kind of like when you find out, okay, oh, there's a spiritual experience, enlightenment, I'm going to go strive and try to go get it. And then all of a sudden you have to let all that go and just return to what you are already. So the pendulum swings in life, as with everything. And the enlightenment process is a revealing of yourself and the truth of what you really are. And I would say, you know, the most important thing for you to practice this week is just awareness that you're not your thoughts. You know, that just keep being aware that these thoughts are just thoughts passing through you. They're not who you are. There may not even be your thoughts. It could be thoughts that you got from the TV or a friend or your grandma or a child or whatever. I mean, they're just kind of handed on through you. So why are you identifying with them? Why are you listening to them? Why are you thinking that these are yours? And so just question yourself a lot with your thoughts. And the more that you can just unravel the attachment to thought itself, okay, that you're just letting go of thought, good or bad thought, doesn't matter, you know, because usually it's like we try to have good thoughts, you know, good thoughts are good, bad thoughts are bad, right? You want to keep away from those. No, it's like, let's transcend all the thoughts completely. Let's just let go of thought completely and see what's there. And that's the ticket. That's what you want to practice all day long. That's what you want to get really curious about. Because as long as you're buying into the mind and buying into thought, you're lost in the illusion, the delusion, caught in the personality, you're wrapped up in the story. And don't be attached to stories. You know, it's like stories come and go. It's not going to bring you enlightenment. What's going to bring you enlightenment is the awareness that there is a story happening, and it's just one little fraction of the totality of your being, what you actually are. And it's like one grain of sand on the beach, you know. It's very insignificant to say that this is who you are. It's a quality, yeah, sure. A grain of sand has the quality of the whole beach, but it's not the entire beach. So don't get too attached to your story, whatever it is. It's not going to be here 5 years from now, maybe next year, maybe next 10 minutes, who knows. So Yeah, it's a process of letting go, shedding the layers of thought, of ideas of who you are, releasing all attachment. It just feels good. It's like just taking off your clothes and getting naked and running in the sand on a beautiful beach on a warm day and just really enjoying yourself. You know, it's like letting go of all of that protection and, you know, personality and whatever it is that, you know, that society has kind of wrapped you up to believe that you are. So it's letting go. It's letting go of all that and just being naked, you know, in your own essence, in your own vulnerability, in with your own self, and just seeing, hey, what am I? Without any of these thoughts, without any of these ideas, what am I? So yeah, this is the exploration of enlightenment. And, you know, meditate 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours a day if needed, you know, and you don't have to sit in meditation. It does help, you know, if you do some yoga, you could be able to sit that long. But you can just be walking and just being aware, hey, thoughts are happening to me. Could be cooking. Thoughts, there's a thought, here's another thought. You know, what's behind the thought? Just keep aware. Be awareness itself. This is what meditation really is. It's just awareness, witnessing, watching. And so you can be in a state of meditation, just hanging out, whatever you're doing. Driving, talking, sleeping. Even, you know, people are meditating when they're sleeping. They're aware that they're sleeping. They're conscious that they're dreaming. So everything can be in a state of awareness. You can bring awareness to anything, and this is what awakens you from the dream. And that's what enlightenment really is. Okay? So, have fun. If you have any questions, you know, let me know. And, you know, there's so much information on the website and the newsletters. Hope you get on the email list. Enjoy. Take care.